Amen. Thank you, Pastor Cole. Good morning. And my name is Meguru. I'm a member of this church. I'm honored to be able to preach the gospel today. I'm currently working in a Japanese restaurant while having a business experience. But I was a youth pastor in Japan. Today, I'd like to share the gospel with you and share my testimony of why I came to Canada. So I came to Canada to grow with new challenges, and the Lord has given me the opportunity to preach in English 1 year after coming to Canada. This is a great opportunity and a big challenge for me. The Lord is good. Amen. Today's scripture is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. Let's open the Bible and please stand. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Let's pray. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Father, we praise your holy name. You are our God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. We will give you thanks and we will exalt you. Thank you for the salvation you gave us. We were saved by grace, and today we gathered here in grace. Thank you, Lord. Lord, your words will be spoken from now on. You are alive and speak to us. Please let us know your words. May we hear the Lord's voice today, and so that we can live by your words. Please bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please have a seat. This was a few days before Jesus was crucified. During that last week, Jesus ministered in Jerusalem during the day and stayed in Bethany at night. That was Jesus' life pattern for the last week. This is a story of Jesus in Bethany. When Jesus was at dinner, a woman came to Jesus. The Gospel of John says that she was Martha's sister Mary. She brought an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume to Jesus and poured it on his head. The disciples didn't understand her actions and said plausible things. "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." I also sympathize with the opinions of the disciples. I think her action is incomprehensible. Her actions seemed useless. But from the perspective of unbelievers, maybe Christian actions may seem useless. Why do Christians go to worship every Sunday? You could use that time to sleep longer or go out. If you use that time to work, you could get 2 hours of salary. Also, Christians give an offering And are you going home without receiving anything? What a waste, unbelievers would say. So Mary's actions seemed useless to the disciples, but Jesus defended her and said, "Leave her alone. She has done a beautiful thing to me." At this time, the disciples had no idea of doing something for Jesus. Jesus always helped them, so they thought that Jesus was for them. That is not the wrong way of thinking. Jesus is for us. He saves us and helps us. He listens to our prayer and wishes. He is for us. And the disciples worked with Jesus. They helped the sick people, the poor, the people who were possessed by evil spirits. They always worked for people and had the idea of doing something for people. Did they do anything for Jesus? They didn't have the idea of doing something for Jesus. If they'd had such an idea, they would have appreciated Mary's action. They would have told Mary, "Thank you for doing it for Jesus." But they didn't have that idea, so they criticized Mary's actions. The same is true for us. I think we should have the idea of doing something for Jesus. Then Jesus said, "She did what she could." Sometimes I lament my lack of talent. When I see a talented person, I lament that I can't do that. But in fact, we should keep an eye on what we can do. We don't lament what we can't do, but we do what we can do. She did what she could do. She didn't preach. She didn't heal people. She didn't have a great ministry. She did what she could do. Further, Jesus said, "She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial." What does this mean? She anointed Jesus' head, which had two meanings. First, it was anointing as a Messiah. The word Messiah means the anointed. In the time of the Old Testament, the king's head was anointed with oil at the king's coronation. The oil that entered the horns of the cow was poured onto the head of the king, and the people shouted, "The new king, hallelujah." Jesus was going to be a king through the death of the cross and the resurrection. This anointing was anointing for Jesus to become the Messiah king. Second, this anointing was in preparation for Jesus' burial. This is strange, but Mary must have known that Jesus was about to die. Jesus told his disciples several times that he was going to be on the cross and would die. But the disciples didn't understand. In spite of this, Mary understood that Jesus would die. Because it was before the cross, Jesus would perhaps have been nervous. Mary felt that nervousness and sorrow from Jesus and realized that he was about to die. At that time, when a person died, the body was covered with oil mixed with spices. But when Jesus died, it was just before the Sabbath began. Therefore, he was buried in the grave without anyone anointing his body. After the Sabbath, several women went to oil Jesus' body. But at that time, Jesus was already resurrected. So only Mary was able to oil Jesus' body. Why did Mary know that Jesus was about to die? That was because Mary had love. Those who have love can be sensitive to people's needs. Paul said, in a letter to Philippians, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depths of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best." In other words, a person with abundant love can discern what is best. Mary had such abundant love that she could understand what Jesus needed. So when I was a high school student, I was studying architecture at a technical high school. Since my dad is an architect, I also wanted to be an architect. And at that high school, brass band activities were active. I had been playing the trumpet since I was a child, so I joined the brass band. I thought that I could have a very fulfilling life by studying architecture and brass band activities. In reality, however, I was obsessed with brass band activities and did not study architecture very hard. I really liked playing the trumpet and always thought about the trumpet. At the end of my second year of high school, my mom told me, "If you like the trumpet so much, why don't you go to a music college?" I was very surprised to hear that. I thought I should be an architect. I never thought of going to a music college. I was very excited to hear what my mom said. "Going to music college, then I can always play the trumpet." I decided to go to a music college and entered a year later. As a result, I had a lot of musical activities at the college, and above all, I became a Christian through my trumpet teacher. Everything was happening in God's plan, but my mom had identified my true need. Mary knew what Jesus really needed because she had abundant love. She poured onto Jesus an expensive perfume equivalent to 1 year's salary. For Mary, it was no problem that it was expensive. Here we see the second attribute of abundant love. Love pours out everything you have and is still satisfied. That is the attribute of love. Love wants to pour everything out for others, but that is satisfying. Jesus also poured out everything for me. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Jesus abandoned God's position and his life for us. But Isaiah said, "After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied." Jesus gave us his life for our salvation, but was satisfied with it. Sure, Mary also pours expensive perfume for Jesus, and I think that her heart was satisfied. This is a future of abundant love. I worked as a youth pastor in Japan, and God blessed my ministry. Japanese Christians are less than 1%, and most churches have no young people. However, many young people came to my ministry, and I baptized them. I did a Bible study with people. I also operated 2 share houses and lived together with the young people. In addition to teaching the Bible, I also taught about life in Christ. As a result, 4 couples got married and Christian families were built. Also, I went to support activities in the area damaged by the tsunami once every 3 months, And once a year, we went on a mission trip to Southeast Asia. We were very active, and the young people knew the joy of serving the Lord. As a result, many young people entered the Bible College and earned the Lord. Two young men are trying to be. In Japan, some Bible colleges don't have any students. It was a miracle that many of our young people entered the Bible College. Thus, I worked in the church for 9 years and received blessings. But I felt a sense of crisis about the future of the Japanese church. I think the Japanese church is decreasing and evangelism is getting harder. I felt the need to find a new way of evangelism, different from before. I also thought that I had to grow more. Then I decided to take on a new challenge in Canada, so I left my church. I decided to experience business because I saw that by experiencing business, I could learn new things and work on Japanese evangelism from a new angle in the future. And I searched for various possibilities, but I met Mr. Khan, who is a Christian businessman in Canada, and started working with him. He understood my idea and my vision. I hope to live in Canada as long as the Lord permits, and someday I will return to Japan again and start a new church. And at that time, I want to put out everything I have and evangelize for Japan. I want to dedicate my experience, my knowledge, and my money to God. This is my vision, and I know this is the most satisfying way of life for me. Finally, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." What this means is that the gospel will not spread without acts like Mary's. The gospel does not spread if you have a great evangelism plan and gather excellent staff. The gospel spreads by loving Jesus like Mary and pouring out your precious things. I think you all know about the tsunami in Japan in 2011. As a result, about 20,000 people died and Japan was severely damaged. I went to support a small fisherman in a town in Miyagi Prefecture where a 65-year-old pastor was evangelizing. He lives in another city, but goes 100 kilometers to the fishing town every day, and he is doing evangelism while doing volunteer work. He suffered from cancer a year ago, but with God's help, he overcame it and continues to evangelize. As a result, there were no Christians in the town before the tsunami, but now several dozen fishermen believe in Jesus. He is pouring himself out for the people of the town. As a result, the gospel is spreading. Mary sacrificed her precious alabaster jar. She broke it in order to give love to Jesus. My question is, what does it mean for you to break an alabaster jar for Jesus? What is your alabaster jar? I don't think you have to make as big a sacrifice as Mary. It can be the small things you do in your life that advances the gospel. You give your time and effort for ministry. You write a letter or go to me to share the gospel with someone who does not know Jesus yet. For some, it may be to go to Bible College. Please do what you can do. The gospel advances when you break your alabaster jar for Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your words. Mary poured out her precious perfume for Jesus. Thank you for actions. And after Jesus returned to heaven, the disciples poured out themselves and shared the gospel. Thank you for their actions. Even then, many people poured out themselves and shared the gospel. As a result, the gospel was transmitted to Canada and Japan and all over the world. And we were saved. Thank you for the actions of many people. It's our turn now. May we break our alabaster jars. Please let us do what we can do. The gospel is wonderful. Salvation is wonderful. Please use us the glorious work of sharing the gospel. May we share the joy of salvation with many people. Thank you, Lord. Everything is your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.